What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Well, Kathy, it has happened.
Yes.
You know what it is?
What is it?
High school.
Yes, our daughter is starting high school.
Yeah, so am I happy about that? Or?
No.
We got to roll with it, I guess. But
yeah,
it's very like a waking up call when you go to high school orientation and you're sitting there and you're getting a sheet for your daughter to take driver's ed.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, so it's just the progression of life. Nothing you can do about it, but... You know, we got our 14-year-old and we got our 7-year-old.
Yes.
So anyway, here we go, high school. What were we doing this time 15 years ago? Do you remember?
15 years ago, we bought a business.
We expanded into Blairsville.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's been 15 years today.
So that was a time, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was a...
What did we find out right after we bought this business over there?
We found out that we were having Madison. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So that was... I guess we were 35 years old when we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It was, you know, when you buy another business, which that's part of our expansion plans, we've acquired different competitors. A lot of people in our industry are kind of, you know, a lot of people are selling out at some point, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of consolidation going on with our industry. You know, there's always somebody wanting to buy our agency out.
Right.
You know, so it's just part of... I guess the way things are
yes.
today in the agency business. So last week's show, and I thought it was a good show. I enjoyed it. We talked about, should I let someone else drive my car? We talked about, you know, that you end up taking a risk there, perhaps unnecessarily if you do that, because it's going to fall back on your insurance. You loan your car, you loan your insurance.
That's right.
So I guess it's something to be careful about and be aware about.
Mm-hmm.
We also talked about the, you know, last week we had an outbreak of tornadoes that came through the area over in West Georgia and Alabama. So we brought up the topic about the 1936 Gainesville tornado, and we talked about that last week as well. So that was last week's show. We didn't really get to finish up part of the show last week about what's called the company car exclusion. So we had an example here where perhaps maybe you have a car provided to you that you can drive on behalf of a business. And I brought up the example of the EMC. How hard is that to as an agent, Kathy, how hard is that to determine sometimes? I mean, we write an auto policy. That doesn't get asked a lot, I bet, does it?
No, I don't think so. I think people... fail to tell us sometimes, so we definitely have to ask questions when we are quoting a new business policy.
Yeah. Well, and it might be not necessarily a company car, but it could be a relative's car.
Correct.
And we have a you know, a lady now that's going to have to help out with her parents because they're elderly, and she's going to be driving them around to doctor's appointments,
yes.
you know, so on. And so she's going to drive the parents' car. I would do that because my dad had a truck.
Right.
And everybody, you know, wants to truck. I mean, we're always right. moving something, and we got something to do, and we're moving desk around the office, or mm-hmm. it's just something that's a good thing to have. But if I'm sitting there and I've got access to that car, or in this case here, a truck, my insurance policy is not going to cover that, is it? Unless, correct?
Yeah.
Because the way the exclusions reads is that you know, if you have a vehicle that's furnished to you for your regular use. I read this last week as well. We do not provide liability coverage for the ownership, maintenance, use of any vehicle furnished or available for your regular use. So if I've got access to keys, I can go just take it as I want to. My insurance policy is not going to extend coverage over that situation. Now, I want to explain that there's a way to cover that. You can buy an endorsement that's going to cover that, I guess, quote, gap in coverage. So what you would need to do is you would want to have, talk to your agent about this and let them know you're driving somebody else's car. There's an extended cover called non-owned, auto, furnished, or available for regular use. This coverage extension provides coverage for non-owned vehicle furnished to you or available for regular use by the individual listed in the form and their resident spouse. So let's say we had a claim. Let's say I borrowed my dad's truck and I was in an accident.
Right.
So my dad's policy is going to cover me because I've
had permission.
Yes, I'm what's called a permissive user. So if it's a, let's say that he's carrying minimum limits. Now, my dad is not, obviously, because he's.
So his policy would be first.
Yeah, it's going to be primary.
Yours would be secondary.
Secondary. So the insurance policy is always going to follow the car as the first primary insurance.
Correct. That's correct.
Now, there's a caveat there. If you got what's called a temporary substitute vehicle, if your vehicle is going to the shop or whatever,
right.
There's some a little bit differences there. Like, but you know, if you got a, you know, if you're having your car repaired, somebody test drives it, that's going to be a different situation. Right. But so let's say that I go out there and, you know, somebody else's vehicle caused an accident and they've got minimum coverage. We talked about how, in our opinion, how low the limits are of liability. You've got $30,000 in North Carolina for any one person for bodily injury. And you got $25,000 in Georgia. And that's not going to get you to the hospital these days, is it?
No, it's not.
So, okay, so let's say that somebody's getting sued for maybe $100,000 and you've got $25,000 and you exhaust the limits on the policy on the vehicle.
Right.
Let's just say it's Georgia. So here's your $25,000 for somebody's medical bills, but now we're $75,000 short because it was $100,000.
Right. So you're on your own.
Well, actually, your insurance is going to cover that
right.
difference because that would be secondary.
Right.
However, if it was a vehicle that was, I guess, furnished for regular use, that would be the delineating difference.
Right.
So
right.
if exactly. it's a one-time thing, like somebody comes up here, Kathy's mom and dad comes up from Florida, and they drive our car, that's no big deal. But if they're here on an ongoing basis and they're driving my car
like
regularly.
Furnishing that car for
yes.
you know, more than occasional. Right.
Yeah, you got to be careful on that.
Right.
I had one of my cousins got a quote with us just recently, yesterday, and I was like, you know what? What would it cost to add this coverage on her auto policy? You know what it was for a year, Kathy? $20.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I mean, that's a big difference. And you're probably going to be okay. I mean, if you've got good insurance on the car that's being driven, hopefully that's going to take care of things.
Right.
But you could be in a gap situation here. And where I started last week, I didn't get to finish. There was an example. You know, I'm behind every example, there's probably a reality. So mm-hmm. somebody's happened to this. It says, warning, because of coverage gaps in both business and personal auto policies, unauthorized drivers of a company-owned vehicle may have no coverage for claims arising out of an accident. So what the claim was is, you know, this gentleman has been furnished with a company car, and he has told his 16-year-old daughter,
not to drive
under no circumstances are you allowed to drive this car.
Right, because it's from his business.
Well, kids normally listen and follow directions to the T, correct?
Not necessarily.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay. So in this case here, which I think is probably the reality behind this case, is the girl needs to go to the store. Mm-hmm. And so she's had the access to the keys, and she took off with the company-owned vehicle. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure the owner of the business with this was not happy knowing that some kid's just taking their car.
Right.
Well, there was an accident. So, and this was also talked about last week. We still need to finish it. The car, the company's insurance denied the claim because the car was used without permission. She was a non-permissive user of the vehicle. So they went back and tried to file the claim on dad's insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Well, because of this exclusion, because it's furnished vehicle where it's there for the regular use, now even though the kid doesn't regularly use it, you know, it's still in the household, his insurance company denied the claim as well.
Right.
So the way to cover that would be to have this endorsement extended coverage for non-owned autos furnished for regular use. That's how you would cover that claim. It's just not a good idea to let somebody drive your car if you can help it. I mean, if you can, like I said last week, if you cause an accident, you want to be the one that causes an accident. You don't want to have somebody else cause the accident and you end up having to pay for somebody else's mistake.
That's true.
I didn't really get to talk about today's topics. I was going back into last week's show and kind of finish up what we had last week. But today we're going to talk about medical payments coverage. And what is that, Kathy? I mean, it's something that people don't probably understand, really, do they?
Right.
Sometimes.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about that. I've got to tell a story about, you know, we at More Insurance really don't sell, quote, health insurance. Right. And I made this decision years ago based on what I thought was going to happen with the, you know, the industry, the way that it was going. I thought that the government would be taking over health insurance, and I just did not want to get involved in that line of business. But this medical payments coverage is kind of similar to right. in a small scale. So we'll talk about it when we get back from the break. And this is Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind with WJRB.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services located in Hayesville, North Carolina. And then we have Hiawassee, Georgia, and Blairsville. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com. Or, of course, we're on Facebook, so please like us on Facebook. We also have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is called Mountain Insurance, a division of More Insurance. It's located past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And then we have our last office, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and the Burger King. So please come by for a quote or check us out online or on Facebook. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Very good. Thank you. So today's show, we finished up the previous show about, shall let somebody drive my car.
Correct.
And we said that's, you know, you can, mm-hmm. but just be careful and realize
sure
what you're doing.
Get permission, right.
Yeah. Today's show is medical payments coverage.
Right.
So years ago, you know, I decided not to get involved in that side of the business, which is health insurance.
Right.
You've got sort of the property and casualty side, which we're in, of the business. And then you've got the other side of the business, which is, you know, group benefits, health insurance.
Life insurance.
We do some term life policies, but that's not, I mean, that's.
And we do a whole life occasionally.
Yeah.
It's mostly life.
Mostly we're a term life believer because right. we feel that, you know, if you pass away, the insurance company keeps your cash value. You don't get right. to keep that. So we're, you know, we like to cover people's mortgages and have some sort of life
correct.
Insurance, but we're
correct.
Not into that side of the business just because I don't think you can be good at doing both. And you know, so our focus is primarily property and casualty insurance, but I am a consumer of health insurance. So
yes,
we've had to buy a group health insurance for our, you know, our business, and we do provide employee benefits for working with our business. That's a very good thing. We have
yes.
a lot of, you know, we have different benefits as you work for our business. I had a lesson years ago. So I had hired an employee that came over from a larger company. She had the exact same policy. It's the exact same employee.
It's the
and
company, too. The same company.
Same insurance company. And I think, I can't remember the company back in the day. I think they may have gone out by now. It was like Principal or somebody.
I think it's Principal.
Yeah. So, anyway, she was paying somewhere, the premium was like $200 a year. And this is going back. You can't get health insurance that cheap today. But it was like $200 a month. She came for us, and it was like $600 or $800. Everything's the same. What I find out is I don't have the buying power that a company that's got hundreds of employees do.
Right.
And so your unit cost goes down. And so as a small business trying to compete on health insurance, it's tough.
Yes, it is.
A lot of businesses just can't afford to provide health insurance for their employees.
Right.
A lot of people are uninsured. They don't have health insurance. I mean, this
right.
is a huge political football, you know,
right.
the health insurance. And I could go off on that tangent as well.
Or
but,
not.
Or not, Katie says, yeah.
We're not going to go there.
I mean, I think that, you know, okay, I will go a little bit. I believe in the private sector. So, you know, I do believe that. I know we already have, quote, socialized medicine to some extent because you have, you know, if you're 65, you get it. But, yeah, I like to see things ran in the private sector.
Right.
I really do. Government's necessary. But I believe that the efficiencies are going to be realized in a private business versus competition. I believe in that.
Right.
So going back to medical payments coverage, most people, a lot of people do not have health insurance.
Right.
You can get what's called medical payments coverage on your homeowner's policy.
And your auto policy.
But primarily where it's important is your auto policy.
Correct.
Your auto policy is going to cover you in this situation. Kathy, I know you've got a story about this.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead and tell your story.
Okay, so probably quite a few years ago, I had a customer of mine who was going to Walmart in Murphy. That's before the Blairsville Walmart was here. And she was driving to Murphy with her grandkids in the back of her car. And she went over this hill or slight mountain. And over at the end, of, I guess, at the over the mountain, there was actually a place where somebody could pull out of a street. And so when she came down, they pulled out and they had a car accident. So she was ambulanced to Murphy Medical at the time. And when she got there, her health insurance, they did not take her health insurance. And do you know how much that ambulance ride cost her?
I mean, it's a lot.
It was $5,000, and that was quite a few years ago. So
just to go from
just
Murphy.
To go from where the accident was to Murphy Medical Hospital. So she her insurance would not pay, and we were fortunate that we had had medical pay on her policy because there was it has to be with an accident, and it's per person per accident. So she was able to get do a claim, and they were able to pay for that ambulance ride to the hospital.
So if you're a person that doesn't have health insurance, I mean, I would consider buying them whatever maximum amount you can get of medical payments covered on your auto.
Right.
Because if you're in
It's not that much money either.
Well, I got an example on that, Kathy, because I was curious about just to show you what it would be for that, because we just recently covered or quoted, my cousin wanted to quote, and for a year, for $5,000, it was $16.18.
Mm-hmm. And that's per person, yeah, per accident.
Yeah, for $5,000. You know, if we can get a higher limit, $10,000, mm-hmm. you know, that would be great. I've seen as high as $50,000.
Right.
So it would be a good thing to have if you're in an auto accident. And the other thing is this pays regardless of fault. It doesn't matter if you're at fault or someone else is at fault. I would highly consider riding medical payments covered.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to have a deductible on your health insurance, too. Mm-hmm. So if you have, I mean, our deductible on our health insurance, what is it, Kelly, $5,000 or something for our family?
Is. Yeah.
And we've got a health savings account where we can, we do fund an account for us personally where money that's put in this account can be written off as off of our taxes.
Right.
So we've got money sitting there in case we have to pay a deductible. But this is a real problem in this country. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're in an accident, you know, people, you know, there are people may not have insurance.
Right.
I mean, we'll talk about uninsured motorists again at some, you know, another show. But this is a nice little coverage to have.
Yes.
And you can pick up something for less than $20 a year in this case here.
Well, some companies will go up to even like, I think that one that was like
$50,000
and it wasn't very much money to have it. But of course, there is issues, of course, with people being air vac'd out, and that could be an issue too. So those are very costly expenses if there is actually an accident. So you need to think of these different things when you're getting your policy.
You also have it on your homeowner's policy, but that's not going to pay for you. It's going to pay for a third party.
Right.
Remember the dog thing years ago?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
Well, there were several dog ones. Which
this
one
is the one with the dog that just went berserk, they said.
Okay. So this was
kind of odd.
So this was kind of strange. This is going towards the homeowner's policy, which, you know, the person had medical payments and liability. But people don't realize if your dog bites somebody or attacks somebody or goes crazy, you can be liable for them as well as their medical expenses. So it was actually a family who the daughter actually had lived with him and knew the dog and no problem, had moved out, wasn't there living there anymore. And she came to come over to visit or something, and the dog went crazy and tore this girl up.
The story didn't really add to me. Like,
it didn't really add up.
We were just sitting around living and watching TV, all of a sudden the dog just went crazy.
It
went berserk and
the dog
started nearby. It was a pit bull.
It was a pit bull, and it actually tore
her up. It mauled the whole family.
Yeah.
Like everybody in that room is getting mauled by some dog.
So we had to have a question
about how the dog just all of a sudden decided to do that.
But it did.
Maybe they didn't like the TV show they were watching.
Maybe they didn't like the TV show. Yeah. Who knows? So they
filed a claim. And they had some coverage for the people that were there as a guest.
Not for themselves.
So you cannot file medical payments
against
coverage
yourself.
Against yourself on your homeowners like you can your auto.
Correct.
So the the auto med pay claim is very good. You actually this sounds kind of crazy, but you could, you know, if you were a pedestrian, you could even file it.
Yes.
You're getting, you know, somebody, it has to do with, you know, being about a vehicle.
Right.
So it's a good, and, you know, it's not going to break you. Like, if you don't have the coverage, you'll recover. You know, if you don't have high liability coverage, then you could be
That's a different story.
In trouble.
Yes.
So, anyway, that was our scuba day. You know, medical payments covered. You excited about Kathy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it is a good thing to have because, yes. You know, it's a nice thing to have. I wouldn't call it the big ticket item, like having your home insured properly or having, you know, higher liability limits if you're in an accident.
Right.
But it's a nice coverage to have. It's a very, very good thing to have, especially if you don't have health insurance when you're in an auto accident.
Correct.
Okay. So we are Mark and Kathy Moore with WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.